It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. Alan Cumming, the Scottish actor who won a Tony Award for his performance as the MC in Cabaret and who is currently on television in the series The Good Wife, was just recently in an innovative new theatrical production of Shakespeare's Macbeth at Lincoln Center Festival. It was co-directed by Andrew Goldberg and by John Tiffany, who just won a Tony for the musical once. The production reimagined Macbeth as the ravings of a madman. So Mr. Cumming played all the roles. Charles, it's hard to imagine a single actor performing Macbeth in its entirety. This one-man version must have done a great deal to the text.
Yeah, this is definitely not a Macbeth for purists. Many small roles were cut, and yet all the set pieces were there. You have obviously the major soliloquies, and you have, the major scenes between Macbeth and Lady Macbeth. He'd be flipping between roles. I think if you know the play at all, it was easy to follow.
Given that this Macbeth is a man who is quite literally out of his mind, setting the production in an asylum makes sense. But what else did that setting bring to this production?
Well, I would argue that it doesn't really illuminate the play in any particular way. The fact is that I think at the beginning of the play, Macbeth is sort of divided. He's obviously very ambitious and is inspired, his evil side is definitely inspired by the prophecy of the witches. At the same time, he's feeling very conflicted over it. He's guilt-ridden, and it really takes his wife to get him in action. But as the play proceeds, he becomes more single-minded. So in a way, I thought it was a little odd that he was becoming more and more monolithic in a way.
What did you learn about Alan Cumming as a performer watching him do this?
Well, he's a very charismatic actor, and it was actually nice to hear the Scottish play done with a Scottish accent. And he, differentiated the roles quite effectively. There wasn't a lot of props or, fancy costume changes. He took off his clothes once or twice. But I think he proved that he's a very versatile actor, and I just wish we'd seen it in maybe a smaller theater.
Which parts, because there are lots of them in Macbeth, a lot of characters, which did he excel in, Alan Cumming?
I'm tempted to say everything but Macbeth.
Hmm.
His Macbeth, I didn't think, had enough gravity by the end of the play and real darkness in it. His Lady Macbeth was very luxuriant and amusing and very seductive and very nude, actually. He did a very good job of that scene where Macduff hears that his wife and children have been slain. And that was one of the more harrowing moments. And his King Duncan was sort of an unusual take on the role. He was not as noble as he usually is. He was sort of a preening, pompous fool. So there were some interesting takes on smaller characters. It was just the principal role in Macbeth, I thought, was a little bit underpowered.
That's interesting, then, to hear you say that. If the other portraits were carefully drawn, does that reflect maybe a little scene side of Macbeth that doesn't work in the play?
Well, Macbeth is famously a play that is hard to pull off. There are so many bad versions of Macbeth that I've seen that I can't even enumerate them. It is very much a difficult role. I think you really have to rely on those great soliloquies. And in this case, I didn't think that they all had the power they should. So it is a role that can be done effectively. But in this case, I thought it was really the gimmick sort of overpowered the performance.
Broadway star Alan Cumming just appeared as Macbeth and all the other characters in that Shakespeare play in a special production part of the Lincoln Center Festival. That production itself is now concluded. Each week we go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times here on WQXR.